You're listening to SBS News.
Two new locally acquired COVID-19 cases have been detected in Queensland. The cases are a young girl and a woman who are linked to an infection in the Goondiwindi cluster in the state's south. Authorities say they consider the new infections to be low risk as they both tested positive for COVID-19 while in isolation. But Acting Chief Health Officer Peter Atkin says they remain concerned by two mystery cases that emerged on the Gold Coast over this week.
We're still uncertain at the moment as to how they've acquired COVID. We also know their genomics are identical. We're working through Gold Coast Public Health Unit and they're doing some amazing work at the moment, looking at all the movements for those two people, seeing if there's a common link, see if they've come in contact together, or see if there's that one other link that may be evident that has brought those two people together somehow or shared COVID between them.
And 11 more people have died with COVID-19 in Australia, 9 in Victoria and 2 in New South Wales. Victoria is reporting just over 1,100 new cases and 15 in the ACT. New South Wales has reported 286 as the final COVID-19 restrictions lift and people in New South Wales again make plans to travel again. The New South Wales government says during the pandemic, the government received thousands of complaints from people who unknowingly agreed to travel cancellation policies they were not happy with. New information standards will clearly outline key terms and conditions of travel contracts relating to cancellations, refunds and credits, processing fees and any other important exclusions. Dr. Jeremy McNulty says with more people likely to be travelling again soon, getting a booster shot is all the more important.
Now that we've got over 90% of people with double dose, it's important we focus on the booster program as well. So people aged 18 years and over can now receive a Pfizer vaccine as a booster if it's been 6 months or more since your last second dose. And in this phase of the pandemic, the onus is on all of us to keep each other safe.
And Northern Territory workers have until the end of today to get their first COVID-19 vaccine dose or face losing their jobs. The new health directive makes it mandatory for most workers who interact with the public to have their first jab by midnight tonight. If not vaccinated, workers won't be permitted to go to their workplace unless a new role can be found for them. If they do work, they could be fined $5,000 for failing to comply with a mandated health directive. Some workers are expected to lose their jobs. Speaking to the ABC, this man decided to get vaccinated at the last moment.
I just got it because we had to, so I just went for it. My mum made me do it, and it's for work, so might as well do it. I'm all right now. Like, I didn't really worry about it before, but I guess you had to get it, so I just got it.
Second doses will need to be complete by December the 24th, and employees who must be vaccinated under Northern Territory law include those who come into contact with people at risk of severe illness from the virus, such as medically vulnerable Indigenous people. And for health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.